We're holding on Zion over the days, the second line from the bottom. The Mishnah had told us that Pesach and Achatos are two korbanos, that if they're shechted shaloi l'shma, they're completely puzzle. We worked out yesterday, the Gemara had worked out exactly how we know that that's true of a korban Pesach, and that it's true by all four of the avoidus involving the korban Pesach. So now let's turn to the Achatos. Achatos menolon, how do we know by Achatos that if it's shaloi l'shma is possible? And again, here what the Gemara is going to do is it's first going to try to bring psukim to show all from the chatas itself that first that it's la mitzvah, that the chalal is a mitzvah for it to be done l'shma, and then that it's la'akiv. Now the Gemara could have, right, Rashi says at the top of the next amud, that right away the Gemara could have just started by saying, you have the hekesh, zoi satorda, la'ola la'mincha, v'la'chatas v'la'asham, v'la'miluim, l'zevach ha'shlamim, where chatas is right there in the pasuk. And therefore, that automatically we know from that that there's a mitzvah to do a chatas l'shma, and the only question would be whether it has to be la'akev. But the Gemara would prefer first to try to find psukim all within the chatas itself, all within psukim of the chatas itself, that it has to be la'mitzvah and that it's la'akev. So first of all, the pasuk says, v'shachat oisa v'chatas. The pasuk says, he should shecht it for chatas. Oisa v'chatas, meaning in other words, as opposed to by a different. Here. Now you have in the psukim in Parshas Vayikra, you have several different kinds of chatas. You have the parahelam dover, you have the parakoyin gadol, you have the parahelam dover shaltzibur, both of which we learned extensively about in Holius. You have the sawyer of the nasi also, where nasi, the king, has to bring his own korban. Then you have, for an individual alone, you have two different sections, one describing what happens if he brings a goat, what emurim are taken if he brings a goat as a korban, and the other one if he brings a female sheep as a korban. The difference being that with a sheep, there's the tail is also brought on a mizbeach, whereas with a goat, there's not. So therefore, you have two separate sections where they are one for each. And by one of them, it says v'shachat es hachatos, and the other one, it says v'shachat oisa v'chatos. So therefore, so this oisa teaches us that it has to be shechted for the sake of a chatos. So the Gemara says Ashulchan Shechita. Okay, so then we find that the Shechita has to be done l'shma. Kabbalah menolan. How do we know the same is true of the Kabbalah, the receiving the blood in the basin? And the answer is Dichtiv, because the pasuk says V'loka Chatoyin Midam Hachatos. The pasuk says the Koyin should take from the blood of the Chatos, which again, why does it say Hachatos? Should Tehei Kabbalah Roshem Chatos. So it teaches us that the Kabbalah also has to be for the sake of a Chatos. Now V'loka Chatoyin, strictly speaking, means the Loka Hakayim means the Kohen should take the blood, and it continues that he should sprinkle it. So in a certain, we could argue that maybe the lokach itself doesn't necessarily mean Kabbalah, but it is, it's phrased, it could mean more to take the, in the case of a chatas, the Kohen has to actually dip his finger into the blood and daub it on the corners of the mizbeach. So you could argue that the lokach refers to that. But nevertheless, the way it's phrased, v'lokach, can also mean to take the blood in the first place as it's pouring out of the neck, which would be Kabbalah. So there, and it says, midam achatas, so therefore it means that it has to be l'shem chatas. Alright, the Gemara says, v'ashkechon shchita v'kabbalah, so far so good, with shchita and Kabbalah, zrika menolah, and how do we know the same thing applies to the zrika? And the answer is, d'amakra, because the pasuk says, v'chiper olava koyen mechatosay, because the pasuk says that the Kohen should atone for him from his chet, from his sin, which means, and then chatos, it also means chatos, should take kapara, l'shem chatos, the actual kapara, which is the zrika, so for now we're skipping halacha. Halacha, of course, also, if it's done shaloi l'shma, is possible, but we already learned before that halacha is kind of included in Kabbalah. They're considered separate avodas, but nevertheless, there's a certain commonality between them as far as getting the blood to the mizbeach. Anyway, so when it comes to zrika, the pasuk says the Kohen should atone for him from his chatos, implying therefore that that it has to be that the shetei kapara l'shem chatos. So the kapara has to be with the kapara, which is accomplished by the blood. It says it has to be mechatosai. Tosfos wonders about the question. All the other psukim that the Gemara is bringing over here regarding the chatos are all regarding a regular chatos. Now, as we learned in Hodius, and as we're going to have in various places in our Seder, you have There are certain Averis for which a person instead brings a korban oil of a yerd. And actually, we learned a lot about them in Masechta Shavuos. You have Shavuos Vitri, Tumas Mechtesh Rekardshav, Shavuos Eidos. Yeah, we learned about all of them in Masechta Shavuos. That all of them, if a person does them, and some of them, even if he did them amazed, then he brings a korban oil of a yerd, a chatos whose value is going to be variable depending on what he can afford. An animal, if he can afford it, two birds, otherwise, a flower mincha, if he can't even afford that. So why all of a sudden are we bringing a pasuk in connection with the korban oil of a yerdin? Tosfos wonders, why don't we bring the why instead are we not bringing a pasuk in connection with the regular chatas? It says over there also mechatosa. It says also over there al chatosa, that the kohen should be mechaper for him al chatosa, for his sin. So Tosfos discusses a few possibilities. There are in fact some gusos that do in fact have that in the Gemara over here, and in that case the question doesn't begin. But Tosfos says that in any case maybe the vort is maybe by the regular chatos. Where does it say al chatosay? Only after or mei chatosay, only after the fact was burnt on the Mizbeach, and as we talked previously about the Oshem, since anyway the Emurim being offered on the Mizbeach is not Ma'akiv, then you can't say that any statement there, such as Mechatosoi, should be something that's Ma'akiv. And then again, Tosfos brings up the possibility maybe in fact it is the Mechatosoi that it says by the third of a Nasi, but the problem is that's also after the Emurim. And then Tosfos also describes that the al chatosa asher chata doesn't mean for his chatas, it means for his sin. As opposed to mechatosai, then it would mean from his korban. So for all those reasons, the Gemara is in fact bringing a pasuk from the korban oil of a yerdet, according to most gusa, according to the standard gusa, according to the gusa that we have in front of us, even though you would think it ought to have been able to find a similar pasuk by a regular chatas. All right, so there you go. So now we've covered all four avodas: shchita from b'shachat ha'oisa l'chatas, Kabbalah and Halacha. Rashi points out again that they're both kind of in the same category as we learned previously from the Loka Hakoyim and the Zrika from the Chipper Olav Hakoyim Mechatosay. All right, Ashlechon Shinui Kodesh. So that tells us that with all four of those avodas, and so we see so far that. So far we see that there's a mitzvah with the chatas that all four of those should be done l'shma. Again, the Gemara could have easily just said we have the hekesh with shlomim, but the Gemara is first trying to find that we can find all of them in connection with the chatas itself.
When you say l'shma, does that mean you shouldn't think about something else, or you should only think about the korban
all the time?
It
means that you're thinking that the shechita and the kabbalah and the rest of them are being done for the sake of this type of korban. So you're shechting a chatas, you're receiving the blood of the chatas, whatever you have in mind. This is in fact a chatas. Don't have in mind that it's a shlomim or an oilo or what have you. When we talk about having in mind, by the way, we talk about at the beginning of the Masechta, a machlokas rishonim, whether having in mind over here means only thinking about it. That's how the Nosa Kalim of the Rambam, the Lacham Mishnah learns in the Rambam, that it would mean that way. Even the thought is enough, whereas Tosfos, at the beginning of the Masechta, and Rashi and Menachos, say that it's talking about saying it rather than thinking it. But yeah, that's what we mean by the Shema.
Okay. So the one who says thinking it, does he have to think about it all the time, or just
one? We're going to talk about later in the Perek, actually. We're going to talk about what happens if he has one thought in the middle of during part of one avoda and a different thought in doing part of the same avoda. We're going to get to that in a few blocks, Hashem. Okay. So far, so good. Ashlechon Shinui Kodesh. So far, we see that by all four of the avodas of a chatas, it's supposed to be l'shma. Shinui Bailim Minolon. How do we know the same is true as far as Shinui Bailim, as we've learned before, that it also has to be shechted for the sake of the particular owner? So the answer is Amakra, because the pasuk says about the kapara for him, Olav, that the Kohen should be mechaper for him. And Olav is a mute, the loyal chaver is not on somebody else. So therefore we see that it can't be Shinui Bailim. All right, Ashkechon L'mitzvah. So far, so good. Was saying that we found that all these things have to be done the mitzvah. La'akiv menolah. And how do we know that it's also la'akiv, that if not, then the korban is completely possible? Unlike, as we learned before, most other korbanos, other than the Pesach and the Chatas, whereas we've been saying if it's shaloi l'shma, then the korban is still kosher, just the owner is not yotze. And here's where Rashi points out, as we've been saying, what do you mean? Just learn the fact that that's the mitzvah from the hekesh of Zois HaTorah, and then you have all these psukim that we just quoted would be lacking. But so far, the Gemara is going to end up doing that. But so far, the Gemara would like to try to find all of it, both the mitzvah and lacking, in psukim within the chatos itself. Yeah, there's enough psukim with chatos. Here again, you have the chatos of the nasi, and you have two types of chatos of the yochid, and you have the korban of the yodid. So the Gemara figures that there's enough places that we ought to be able to find things to the mitzvah and la'akav all within the chatos itself. Well, the answer is kid omer of Huna Brede of Yeshua, as Rav Huna Brede of Yeshua says a few lines further down, the pasuk could have said chatos, and instead it said chatos soy. It could have said that the Koyin Shurim Hapa, Mechatos, and it says Mechatos Soy. So therefore, the extra vav teaches us something, as we're going to talk about a little further down. Hachanami Chatos Chatos. In the same way over here, the fact that it has that extra vav means that it's Ma'akiv. Okay? Ashkechon Mitzvah, so far, everything that we've said so far is Ma'akiv, namely the four avodas when it comes to Shinri Kodesh, when it comes to Shalor Lishma, and the Zrika when it comes to Shinri Bailin. Because when it says Olav, the Chipper Olav is referring to the Zrika, because as usual, the Kapara is accomplished through the Zrika. So, Ashkechon Mitzvah, Shinri Kodesh, so we see that there's a mitzvah to do it properly and not to change the designation of the korban, zrika b'shinui bayrim, and that zrika has to be done for the sake of the owner. Bein l'mitzvah, bein l'akiv. Ashkechon mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. So far, all we said was we have psukim that show us that there's a mitzvah to do it l'shma and not to do shinui kodesh. And we said when it comes to shinui bayrim, when it comes to the zrika, bein l'mitzvah, bein l'akiv. Then we have two psukim, one olav and the other one chatosoy, which tells us that it's not only a mitzvah but it's la'akiv. So therefore, so we've covered those so far. La'akiv b'chol avodas b'shinui kodesh. But the fact that by all the other avodas it's ma'akiv, by a chatas it'll be outright posel if you do any of the avodas shelo d'shma, or b'shar avodas b'shinui bailim bein mitzvah min ma'akiv, and that by shinui bailim the other three avodas, there's a mitzvah to do it l'shem bailim, and that if you didn't do it it's posel. Menolon, where do we know all that from? Tosfos wonders that the same pasuk that we said mechatosai, we're saying that after all we're learning from there. We're learning over there zrika as far as shinui kodesh and shinui bailim. So why can't we use the vav of chatosai over there also to say that at least it should cover the zrika of shinui kodesh of shaloi v'shmoi as well? And then the gemara, then there would be one less thing for the gemara to ask about. All right. Anyway, the answer is Amar Rav Yonah, ask your mechatas nozir. You can learn it by mamatzinu from a chatas nozir, by binyan ab from the chatas, one of the three korbanos that a nozir brings when he became tomei when he finishes his nazirah successfully, then he among the korbanos that he brings. Is a chatos. And the positive is the hikrav akoyin lifnei Hashem. The koyin should offer before Hashem, but also as chatosay ve'asay lasay, and he should do his chatos. He should perform his chatos and his oila. So, but also as chatosay means shiyu kolasi yosef l'shem chatos, means that everything that's done with the korban has to be done l'shem chatos. So once we have it by the chatos of the nazir, then we can derive from that that the same is true of any other chatos. All right, ashlochon shinui kodesh, fine, and that covers. That covers then all the avodas when it comes to shinui kodesh, when it comes to not doing shalor l'shma. Shinui bailim minolon. What about that it has to be, that can't be shinui bailim? How do you know that's true of all the four avodas? So the next two lines are in parentheses. It actually takes them out. So we'll discuss what that means. But first, in the shinui kodesh, because since you don't need it for shinui kodesh, because you already have a different pasuk, Tanei Urin on the Shinui Bailim, and therefore instead you can use it for Shinui Bailim and say that it means that it's ma'akiv by all four of those. But then the ash from the mitzvah, that would tell us it's only a mitzvah, la'akiv minolam. How would we know that it's ma'akiv? Omer Rav Huna Brei Dei Yeshua, chatas chatosei. Here's the original place where Rav Huna Brei Dei Yeshua said that you're darshaning from the vav of chatosei. Now, so according to Rashi, we take out these two lines in parentheses. So Rashi's gusa is that we just, how do we know shinui bailim? And the answer is from the extra vav of chatosai. Which means, in other words, Tosfos points out, it would come out then that first we're saying that first we're showing that we have a posuk that Shinui Kodesh is ma'akiv before we bring a posuk that Shinui Vaylin is supposed to be done that way and use it in Inyan. But Tosfos says the problem with that is that earlier in all the sugyas where we were dealing with until now, how we know that things are lemitzvah and things are active, we always tried to work out. First we would find the posik for Shinui Vaylin, and then we would find the posik for active. So why he would be doing the other way around? So Tosfos instead brings the girsa that does have the part in parenthesis. So since you don't need it for Shinui Kodesh, then you use it for Shinui Vaylin, and then how would you know La'akiv, then Chatosai. So that would be the same kind of order that the Gemara has been doing in the Sugyas until now, where first we deal with Shinui Vaylin, and only then do we start dealing with La'akiv. So Tosfos explains that's why now we quoted the statement of Rehuna Ber Devashua about Chatosai twice. Why is it that he first said it over here, and then incidentally we're going to use it also for what we said La'akiv Menodam? Because the answer is going to be that ultimately the Gemara is not going to use that Lamaskan. So Rehuna Ber Devashua here, when we're talking about over here, as far as Shinui Bailim, then Rehuna Ber Devashua puts his Durasha, and that stays Lamaskana as well. But to use it for Shinui Kodesh, we don't, and therefore he didn't bother saying it over there, just the Gemara tried to use it as well over there, is how Tosfos explains. Okay, Maske for Ravina. So Ravina has a question on that. If you're telling me that you can darshin from the Vav of Chatosai, and you can say that it means Shinui Bailim, and you can say therefore that it means that it has to be done, and if not, then it's ma'akiv. So by that logic, what about, for example, the Pasuk says that the Pasuk says by the Nazir that the Kohen should do his Chatos and his Ola. And the Ola we've already established before does not have to be it's supposed to be Lashmoyam Lashem Bailim, but it's not possible. So if you're darshaning the vav of chatosai, why not the vav of olosai? So the Gemara answers that for the Ravina, new appointed Ravina. Why is he dafka asking for my olosai? You also have in the pesukim over there minchas minchosai, where it says v'osas minchosai v'as miskoi, and it could have said it's v'osas mincha v'as minchas v'as nesech. So again, my doubt is behu. So why is Ravina only asking about olosai? Let him also ask about the vavs by minchosai and miskoi. And the answer is because Ravina knows there's nothing, that the Ravina knows that there's a different drasha from that. He uses that for a different drasha to teach us that the mincha and the nesachim can be brought even by night, and they can be brought even the next day. Now, korbanos in general cannot be brought at night. But here we're saying that the minchas nesachim, so the context is the original context of the drasha is when it says by the korbanos of sukkos or minchasim minaskehem whatever by each day you have over there the pesukim minchasim minaskehem. We learn from that it means the mincha is going to be brought no matter what. The nesach is going to be brought no matter what, even the next day, even by night, even though korbanos are not usually brought at night, or even the next day. So the same way, we learn by the Nozir, so the same way when it says minchas minchosei v'es nisgoi means the same thing. So therefore, Ravina is not wondering what to do with that, because the fact is that because we're the same way as we darshan that when it comes to the korbanos of sukkos, the same way we can say it over here about the korbanos of the Nozir. A point that's discussed in this connection is what about later on in the in Masechta Tmura, there's a discussion. Does it mean that always the Nesachim can be brought by night no matter what, or is it only if they were not brought to the Bais Mikdash at the same time as the Korban? In any case, so fine. So therefore, so he doesn't have, so he's, but he's still wondering about what you do with the Vav of Olasri. So Ella Olasri my Darshus Bahu, says Ravina. Furthermore, Ravina asks another question. Mi gamni mehadodi. You're telling me you want to learn by Binyan Av, by a Mamotsinu from the Chatos of a Nazir, and learn to every other kind of Chatos? But how can you do that? Chatas chelev mechatas nozil legamra. How can you learn a chatas of chelev from a chatas of nozil? Chatas chelev means a generic kind of chatas. Rashi explains here and in other places in Shas because the chelev is one of the most common things for which a person might bring a chatas. So therefore, we use the word chatas chelev to mean a chelev chatas in general. But there's a different explanation. I don't remember if it's from Rashi or from one of the other Mefarshim that says also the pasuk says at the end of Perek Gimel and Vayikra, chelev chodom lo sefelu, and right after that it starts talking about chatos. So therefore, there's a certain connection between a chatos and chelev specifically. In any case, how could you learn chatos chelev from chatos nozir? You can't learn a chatos of chelev from chatos of nozir. Shekin yesh ima domam acherim. Because together with the chatas of the nazir, you have other korbanos being brought as well, as opposed to a regular chatas of chelev is brought all by itself. And chatas nazir and chatas chelev legomra, and vice versa, you can't learn the chatas of the nazir from the chatas of the chelev, shekin koris, because a chatas of chelev involves koris. A nazir, the maximum you're talking about is if he becomes tome or drinks wine or whatever, he's chayv malchus at most, there's no koris involved over there. So how are you trying to learn by a mamat sinu from there anyway? So Rava says, you're right. You can't learn from a chatas of a nazir, but asu mechatas mitzorv. Instead, you could learn from the chatas of a mitzorv. Dichtiv also, you have the pasuk. Ba'asar koyin es hachatas. The pasuk says that the koyin should perform the chatas. Again, shiur kolas yosef l'shem chatas means that all the doings, all the avoidas, that it has to be done l'shem chatas. Again, va'ashlechon shinui kodesh. So fine, then that would cover shinui kodesh, because kolasi yosef means all four avodas. Shinui bailim minole. What about where would we know shinui bailim from? Omakra, because the pasuk says v'chibra alamitaher. Because the pasuk says that the koyin should atone for the one who is becoming tahor. Meaning alamitaher zeh only on this one who is becoming tahor. V'loy alamitaher chaveri, not on a different person who is becoming tahor. So at least you'd cover zrika with shinui bailim, and then we could deal with afterwards how we could learn the other avodas. But first, the question is, v'akati, still you have to ask me, yalfam adabi, how are you able to learn a regular chatas from the chatas of mitzora, or the other way around? Chatas chelev mechatas mitzora lo yalfa, you can't learn a chatas, you can't learn the one of chelev from the one of mitzora, shekin yeshim adam acherim, because again, the mitzora brings three korbanas together, so you could say maybe because of that, then his korban has to be done l'shmo all the avodas. That doesn't mean a regular chatas, and chatas mitzorim and chatas chelev legomra shekein koris. And again, the person ate chelev or broke Shabbos or whatever, there's koris involved. The mitzorah, there's no koris involved. There could, I suppose, conceivably be in the long run, there could be koris if before he's mechusa kapara, he enters the Beis HaMikdash, but we're not talking about that. His korbanos are meant to make him able to go into the Beis HaMikdash and to eat kodshim, but there's no koris in and of itself in him not bringing his korbanos. There's nothing that he did that's chayav kodesh that made him chayav this korban in the first place, is rather the way to look at it. All right. The Gemara says, fine, mechodol ha'asya. Fine, so you can't learn from either one. You can't learn one of them from any individual one. You can't learn a chatas chelev from chatas nozir or from chatas mitzor. How about tesi chodim itarki? How about we have those three cases, in all three of them, regular chatas, chatas mitzorah, chatas nazir, by all of them we have psukim that imply that it has to be l'shma, and it has to be l'shem bailim. So fine, let's try to learn one of them from the other two. So then in that case, we would have one of them would be extra, and we could use that to learn that it's ma'akiv. Well, the Gemara says, behaloi lichtiv. Fine, but which of the three would you say that the Torah shouldn't have had to write it by, and now that it wrote it, then you're saying that it's extra and it's available for the drosha about shinui kodesh and shinui bailim. So which one should it not say? Loi lichtiv rachmona b'chatas chelev. Are you telling me that it shouldn't say by a chatas of chelev b'teisim ehanach, and you're going to learn it from the other two? Ken, malahanach shaken yeshenim domim acherim. Both the mitzora and the nozir bring other korbanos with them. Are you going to say the Torah should have not written it by the chatas of nozir, and it would have been derived from the other two? Can't malahanach shakema and ein lahem she'eva, because the mitzora and the chatas chelev, neither one is it possible to go and ask and be matur neder. very much in Yom HaDiyayim today. A nazir is like any other neder. A person can go and then be matir neder, and he doesn't have to bring his korbanos anymore. Worth mentioning, incidentally, in that connection, you have in some gusois of Hatoras Nedarim, they have the line Vafilu Nezirus Shimshen, that a person is saying, any kind of neder that I made, even Nezirus and even Nezirus Shimshen. So the Pshat HaKol points out that Taka doesn't belong in there, and in fact, in many other Nesfaris, they Taka don't have it, because the Gemara says in Nazir that once a person makes a Nezirus Shimshen, he can't be Matan Neder on it. So how could you say, I want to be Matan Neder even if I made Nezirus Shimshen? But yeah. But regular Nezirus, a person can be Matan Neder on. So therefore, so you could say, you can't listen, so therefore, as opposed to the other two, there's no way of being Matan Neder. Should he say that it shouldn't have said by the Chafas of Metzora, the case of Mehanach, and you'd learn it by Mamatzinu from like Tzad HaShava from the other two? The answer is no, you can't. Malahanach, Shekhen ain't boin bedavos. Neither one of the other ones, is there any leniency for a person who's poor? A regular Chafas, a Chafas Chalev, he has to bring a female sheep or a female goat. There's no way that he can get away with a lesser korban. A Nazir also, he has to bring three animals for his korban, and if he can't afford it, tough luck. He has to raise the money to do it. And you have the famous story in the Yerushalmi where one time there were 300 Nazirim who came to Shimon and Shatach with the problem they can't afford their korbanos. So Shimon and Shatach finds grounds to be Matu Neder for 150 of them. And then his brother-in-law is Yanai HaMelech. So he knows Yanai could well afford to pay for half these Nazirim's korbanos, maybe even for all of them. But he also knows that Yanai is not going to be willing to contribute unless he contributes something. Where is he going to come up with money for 150? So he's Matu Neder, 150 of them. Then he goes to Yanai and says, 300 Nazirim came to me. They can't afford their korbanos. If you can contribute for 150, I'll contribute for the other 150. So Yanai gives the money for the 150. Later on, it turns out people came and mastered that there were only 150 Nizidim to begin with that had to bring their korbanos, and Shimon Shatach gypped you. So he's very angry, and Shimon Shatach for a while has to go into hiding. Kitzur HaMaaseh, the story goes on that eventually there were some Goyish ambassadors who came to the court, and they were asking, where's this wise man who used to be here? They had to bring Shimon Shatach out of hiding, and he explains to Yanai, I wasn't tricking you, but Tzela Chochma, but Tzela Kosef, you helped them with your money, I helped them with my Torah. I contributed at least as much as you did. And then Yanai realized that he has a valid point. But anyway, the point is, we can see from that, a Nozer has to be able to afford his korbanos, and if he can't, tough luck. So as opposed to a Metzora, where the Torah gives, if a Metzora is rich, then he brings three animals, and if he's not, then he brings two birds and one animal. So every one of these three has something unique compared to the other ones. So we can't learn like that. Fine. Ella on the cross, so ultimately...
That was pretty obvious from the beginning, wasn't it? I mean, no. Why did we have to go...
No, first of all, that's the style of the Gemara, is to go through arguments like that and work everything out. But second of all, no, it wasn't so obvious. You would have thought you have a chatas where it says that it has to be l'shmoi, and therefore you can learn from all the other ones. That was the Gemara's havamina. Now we realize when we analyze that each one of these chatas has a unique feature that the other ones don't have. But that is the style of the Gemara. Okay, so ultimately we do have to resort to the Hekish. Ela Omakra, the bottom line is, the Pasuk says, Zos HaTorah La'ola L'min Fabogomer, Hekisha HaKosav L'Shlomim. Therefore, now we have a Hekish between the Chatas and all the other Korbanos and Shlomim. Ma Shlomim Ben Shuni Kodesh Ben Shuni Bailam Ve'in L'Shman L'Mitzvah. By a Shlomim, we've already established previously on Daf Dalet that all of the avodas, all four avodas, have to be done without shinui kodesh and without shinui bialim. And that there's a mitzvah to do that. Now, by a shlomim, it doesn't pass all the korban. If they didn't do that, it just makes that even that they're not yotzer with the korban. Af chatos. So the same way with the chatos, ben shinui kodesh, ben shinui bialim, ve'inu l'shmon l'mitzvah. Then the same way by the chatos, we have the same thing as well, based on that hekesh. Now that we have l'shmon. Well, don't lock it. What if more people want to come in? We don't lock it? So once we find already then some hilchos mitzvah mishlamim, so therefore we can learn through the hekesh, we can learn that the mitzvah is to do that by shlamim. Now all the other psukim that we were bringing throughout this amud to say that by the chatos it has to be the shman, it has to be the shem bialim, now we can use all of those la'akiv, and now we don't have the problem that we have to learn by a mamotzinu from one korban to another. In fact, we can say by the chata or by the chatas itself, you have psukim that say that it has to be the shmoy and the shem bayadin. Fine, you do have Tosfos's point about that maybe one, at least one of psukim is in connection with the korban or the bayadin, but as opposed to the regular chatas, fine, but at least you have that it is in connection with a chatas as opposed with a typical chatas, as opposed to the chatas of a nazir and a chatas of mitzerda, which have special features of their own. So the Gemara continues. The Ashlochan Chatas Chela Dichtib Bala Chatas. Now, so far we see that all of those dinim apply to a Chatas Chela. In other words, a regular, typical chatas that a person brings for something that he would have been chayiv partis. But we know there's a lot of other kinds of chatas. Now we have to turn around and ask, how do we know that the same thing applies to the chatas of a nazir and a mitzorah and a korban or the yored and all that? So, the sibbo lachatas, by regular chatas, it says the word lachatas, and we said that means that the avodas have to be done l'shem chatas. Chatas the avodas kechavim, what about the chatas that a person has to bring if he mistakenly worshipped avodah zarah? Whereas we learned in Hurrius, for regular things that a person did that make him chayiv kodesh, it would have been chayiv kodesh if it was b'mezid, he brings either a female sheep or a female goat. For avodah zarah, davka has to be a female goat. Now, it doesn't say in connection with the other korbanos in Parshas Vayikra. This one is in Parshas Shlach. And the shmias akor lebitus fasayim matumas nefesh rekodesh, and the korban ol v'yored for the various cases bitus fasayim for shvuas bitui that we learned about in Masechta Shvuas, and tumas nefesh rekodesh, which we the shmias akor, where a person was besworn by somebody to go say edus for him in Beis Din that we learned about in Masechta Shvuas, or bitus fasayim or for shvuas bitui, which we also learned about over there, but tumas nefesh rekodesh, which we also learned about over there. Now, by all of them, it does not say the word. By all of them, it does not say the word lechatas. So, menalon. How do we know by them that it has to be l'shem? But it has to be that it has to be l'shma and l'shem bailim. And if not, then it's possible. So how would we know those? So the answer is chatas avodas kechavim asya mechatas chayvim. The one for avodas zarah we can learn by mamatzinu from the chatas of chayvim. Shekein koris kemoisa, because after all it does have this in common that they're all chayiv koris. So fine, by avodas zarah the Torah is saying it's one particular kind of animal instead of you have a choice of animals as you do by as a person would do by other things that are chayiv koris. But fundamentally it is something that's chayiv koris and therefore it's in the same category. Bahanach kuli, as far as the other ones, as far as the korban or the biyurim, ask him the mahatzad. Those we can learn by a tzad ashava. As we said, we were trying to say on an aleph between chaylev and nozer and mitzora. Before we were saying that you can't learn among those three chaylev, nozer, and mitzora. You can't learn one from the other. Or you can't even learn one from two of them because every one has unique features. But now you have a triple mahatzad between a regular chatas and chatas nozer and chatas mitzora. Not all of them are koris, because they're only the chatas chelev is. Not all of them have other korbanos, because the regular chatas does not. Not all of them are able to be matur neder, because only the nazir can do that. What if the tzad ashava, that they all have to be l'shma, therefore we can also include the chad neder, now already we can include the korban or the yored, which is a chatas as well. Rashi also points out, now you can't learn from Chalev and one of the other ones, because again, then you have, because what you do have is Chalev and Nazir, if you're trying to learn from Chalev and Nazir to Korban or the Yerid, you would say, again, there's no poorer Korban for a Nazir, as opposed to Olav Yerid, by definition there is. From Chalev and Mitzorah, you can't, because you can't be Matur Neder for them, as opposed to a Shavuah Vitri, again, a person can be Matur Neder for, so therefore it wouldn't be valid to learn from that. Tosfos also points out, by the way, when we said that you're learning from the Hekesh, La Mitzvah, and then we have to have Psukim by the Chatas La'akiv, before the Gemara had used an argument like this. We said in connection with the Pesach, we learned here, actually in connection with Amdav Dalet, when we dealt with the whole matter of Shlomim, we said that just like by Shlomim, when we have the, when we find that all four avodas are active, if not Lashmor, Lashem Bailim, and then the same way we can learn from that, once we have the Hefesh, the same thing applies to a Chatas and to a Pesach, that it will be across the board. So why over here is the Gemara trying to find different source to say that, to say that it's active? Why not just say, once we have the Hefesh, then that's it, we don't really need anything else? And the answer is, Tosfos gives a few answers. Sometimes you could have that the Pasuk will take the trouble to write something for a drasha, even though we could have learned it another way. Also, it could be used for a different drasha. And then also, when it comes to a Chatas Nazir and Chatas Metzora, also, since it says Chatasoi, that we can learn the Vav from. We didn't use it in the end before for Shuni by them, by regular Chatas, but now we can use it by them themselves, and we can say that, we couldn't learn them one from the other, but they do have by themselves individually. It says mechatasai, and therefore we're good. Okay, so now we've covered how we know that a Pesach and a Chatas have to be l'shmoy and l'shem bailin, and if not, then they're posel. Unlike most other korbanos, where it's not posel, it's just it doesn't count for the owner. So now let's go back to the korban Pesach and talk about. We said before that a korban Pesach, when it's not, if it's not going to be a Pesach, then it becomes a Shlomim. So let's talk about that. Turn it on bottom. Pesach bizmana. If a person is bringing the Korban Pesach in its time, on the afternoon of Erev Pesach, l'shmoy kosher, if he shechts up l'shmoy, that's kosher, that's what he has to do. Shaloy l'shmoy posel, and if he does shaloy l'shmoy, then that's what the Mishnah had said, that it's posel. But during the rest of the year, then it's the other way around. Now, if he shechts it any time, now Rashi explains it has to dafka be shechted after Chatzos. If it's shechted before Chatzos, since the Pasuk says many times about the Korban Pesach that it has to be Bein Ha'abayim, and we have the concept Shana Olavak Pasuk La'akiv, that the Pasuk repeats something twice by Korbanos, means it's Ma'akiv, then we know that it means it has to be dafka in the afternoon. So if he shechts it some other time of the year, then it's the other way around. The Shmoy posel, if he shechts it l'shmoy, having in mind that it's a Pesach, it's going to be posel because it's outside the time of it. Tosfos brings from Rashi another point as well. Tosfos brings from apparently an earlier version of Rashi that another reason is because it's not suitable for its purpose. The whole purpose of a Korban Pesach is to be eaten, and for that it has to be shechted. Bein ha'abayim, and you follow all the rules. If you shecht it some other time, then it's not suitable for its purpose, and therefore automatically it's possible just because of that. So if he shechts it other times during the year, l'shmoy posel, if he shechts it having in mind that it's a Korban Pesach, then it would be posel. Shaloy l'shmoy kosher, but if he shechts it shaloy l'shmoy, then it would be kosher, because now it becomes a shlomim, and now a shlomim shechted shaloy l'shmoy is kosher, as we've been saying until now. Tosfos, by the way, brings up a point that the Gemara discusses in various other places, whether does it actually require akira? If a person is going to shecht an animal that was supposed to have been a Korban Pesach, and he shechts it some other time, does he have to explicitly say, this is no longer a Korban Pesach, this is now a shlomim, or whatever, or does it have to, or is it enough that just he's shechting it outside the time, and automatically that creates akira, and that automatically changes it into a shlomim? So if he shechts it some other time during the year, if you say that it requires akira, then it means that he has in mind that it's going to be a shlomim, and now in the end, one of the avodas is done for the sake of some other korban. Then it would be kosher, because then it's a shlomim that's being brought shaloy l'shmoy. So the Gemara brings over here a sholu kabitzon memaher batsa basim, and this is going to be a simon for the names of the amiroyim who are going to be dealing with who are going to be having memories from them throughout the next dance from here until Tesamud Beis, that we're going to have a series of amiroyim saying different points having to do about this whole matter of the Pesach and about other topics. So the Gemara gives over here a simon for the initials or the first important letter in each of their names. There seems to be some mistake in the simon. It doesn't quite match the names that we have up ahead. And as far as the deeper idea behind it, the Reb David Powder gives a whole long Kabbalistic explanation. He starts with the fact that Shin Lamed Vav, he explains, refers to the number of Mitzutas Kedusha. You usually talk about Rapat Mitzutim, but he explains based on some other sources in Kabbalah that really altogether there are 336, and the point of Karbanas is to be Milo those Mitzutim, and therefore our Simon begins with Shin Lamed Vav, and he explains how the rest of the Simon basically has to do with getting them out of Tumah and getting them into Kedusha. There is, by the way, also that talks about an interesting idea to brought in Kisvei HaRizal. The name Purim, the name of the Yom Tov Purim, is also gematria that same Shin Lamed Vav, representing there was a tremendous birur of Hatzah over there from Haman to Mordechai, and therefore also appropriately the gematria of the Yom Tov is also gematria of these 336 mitzvotos. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Menachani Mili." Where do we know this from? That the Pesach during the rest of the year is going to be kosher if it's Shaloi L'Shma. So Omar Avur de Shmuel. So Avur de Shmuel says, and the father of Shmuel says, Omar Kra. The pasuk says, "V'im min atzon korbanai l'zevach shlomim l'Hashem." If from the sheep, from the flocks, he brings his korban to Hashem. So that means dover abomin atzoin. That means when you have a korban that can only come from the flocks, from sheep and goats, namely a pesach, which as we learned before, it can't be brought from cattle. So yehelo zevach shlomim. Then so the im min atzoin. Rashi explains we're not using an extra pasuk over here. We're just saying the pasuk is im min atzoin. If you have a korban that was supposed to have been brought from the flocks. And it wasn't instead brought, it wasn't brought as a Pesach, then the Zevach Shlomim, then it becomes Yehelo Zevach Shlomim, then it becomes a Zevach Shlomim, it becomes a Shlomim. Now Rashi explains, obviously it has to be talking about Shaloi Bizmanoi. If it was Bizmanoi, then we said already the Pesach is possible. Shaloi is possible if it's Shaloi Bizmanoi in its time. So it has to be of necessity the Pesach is talking about when it's Shaloi Bizmanoi. So that's the point of Rashi. Tosfos has a different way of learning it, that it is from an extra word in the pasuk. It could have said the word Lezevach HaShlomim, because the context of this pasuk is it started by talking about a person that brings a shlomim. If he brings a bull or a cow as a korban, then here's the rules of how the shlomim is done, and then it continues being made at certain korbanim. So it could have said with that it didn't have to say Lezevach HaShlomim, because we're talking about already in the section of shlomim. So therefore, so we have it available for this drasha. So the Gemara asks, "Ema shlomim ein midiachrin aloi?" Fine. Then maybe what it means is that. That if the Pesach was shechted as a shlomim, then it's kosher. But maybe if it was a midiachrin aloi, but not anything else, we're talking about shaloi bizmani again, the outside of erev Pesach achachatzos. So now, let's say he would have shecht this korban some other time during the year, not having in mind that it's a shlomim, but having in mind that it's an oila. How do we know that it would be kosher? Maybe in fact, so here we're saying that it would be kosher if it's a kosher to shlomim, just he's not yotze the shlomim that he should have brought. But how do we know? If you're saying Lezevach Shlomim, maybe it means that it has to be only a Shlomim and nothing else. And the answer is Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Lezevach, because the Lezevach, the Rabbi is called Zevach, because the word Lezevach, which is extra, but just said Lezevach, so therefore we can learn from that it means that it would be kosher as any korban. So even though it becomes a Shlomim, but if it's shechted, instead of as a Shlomim, as some of the korban, then it's kosher and just the owner is not Yotze. All right, the Gemara asks, "Ema kol the shochet levi kamosa?" Maybe it means that any korban. So maybe what it means is anything that you shecht it as, it will become that. Like this, we're saying a Pesach, if it's not bismano, it becomes a shlomim. But you're saying that because it's as a shlomim, then if it's shaloi l'shmoi, it still remains a shlomim. You're still supposed to do the rest of the avodas as a shlomim, and you even eat it as a shlomim, and just do not yotze. But how do we know? Maybe the pasuk is implying that if you took this animal that was supposed to be a Pesach and shechted it having in mind that it's a shlomim, then it's a shlomim. And if you shechted it in mind, having in mind that's an ola, then it becomes an ola, and so forth. How do you know that not? And the answer is, you have a ksiv, the shlomim, the zevach. If the pasuk had said that it could be for a shlomim or a zevach, then yeah, kid ka'amrit, then it would be like you say, it could be a shlomim or any other korban. Hash, the ksiv, the zevach shlomim, but since now it says, the zevach shlomim, since now it says first zevach then shlomim, that means lechol the shochet le shlomim lavi. It means no matter what you shecht it as, it's going to be a shlomim and it's going to have the din of shlomim. Strictly speaking, Tosfos says is if it just said lezevach, because really we don't need the word shlomim at all for this purpose. But yeah. So the Gemara asks, Eimel zevach klal shlomim prat. Well, why don't we say that we have a klal of prat over here? The word lezevach would be a klal, any korban. Shlomim would be a prat. And as we know, the rule klal of prat and the klal alamash of the prat. When you have a klal of prat, it means you're limiting it only to the prat. Therefore, shlomim ein midiachrin aloy. So only if it was shechted, having in mind that it's a shlomim, would it be kosher. And if it was for anything else, then it would be completely possible. And the answer is Lashem Hodr Bakolal. The answer is because it says Lazavach Shalom Lashem, and therefore Lashem comes to include everything else as well. So therefore you have a klal of prat to klal, iyatadon el kena prat, and therefore we can say it's not only a shlomim, but also other korbanos. Well, Maskefla Reb Yaakov in a half court. Holy Dome, this is the same kind of question as we had previous. We had a couple of blocks ago. Holy Dome, Kola Basra, Kola Kama. The problem with that is that the second klal does not have the same scope as the first klal. As we learned before, a real klal, a proper klal, has where the second klal basically covers the same ground as the first one. V'nasata akesta v'cholasha ta'avan nafshecha, use your ma'isu sheni money for anything that you desire as a klal, v'abokyo v'atzon v'ayayin v'ashecha as a prat, v'cholasha ta'avan nafshecha, anything that your soul desires is another klal. So there the second klal includes exactly the same as the first klal, and therefore that's a klal, a proper klal. But here it's not the same thing. The word zevach would include korbanos that are only shechted, so therefore it wouldn't include birds, it wouldn't include menachos. Klal of basra, but when they have the second klal, lashem means kol de lashem. When we say lashem, means anything that's offered to Hashem, v'afilu lo'ofis, v'afilu lo'menachos. So it would include even birds, even menachos. So how is that a valid klal of prat klal? And the answer is, Atonin, Veda Vishmal, Vakoli Uproti, Dorish Kiai Gav, Naklal the Prat Uklal. You do find that the Tanad Veda Vishmal does use, when he's Daushin in Klal the Prat Uklal, he does in fact Daushin Klal the Prat Uklal like that as well. The original context where he talks about it is in Chulin in connection with certain dinim about bugs in water and all. So he allows that even if the Klal is a different scope than the Prat. Well, therefore, good. Then, klal prat klal, you have to don el akena prat. So now you have to judge that it means that you include anything that's similar to the prat. Ma prat mefurash shaloi l'shmoi v'kosher. The prat is a shlomim, which is kosher even if it's shaloi l'shmoi, as we've been talking about throughout the parak. Afkol shaloi l'shmoi v'kosher. So the same thing, if the korban pesach is brought with the intention that it's any other korban which is valid shaloi l'shmoi, then it will be valid. So therefore, even if it was shechted as an oila, it will be valid. However, it won't become an oila because it didn't say the shlomim v'zevach. It said the zevach shlomim, meaning no matter what kind of korban you're going to shecht it as, it still remains a shlomim. So the Gemara asks, "E ma prat mefurash dover abba b'neder and dover." Wait though, the prat is also a shlomim, is something that can be brought b'neder and dover. Afkol abba b'neder and dover. So maybe only a pesach can be brought as a korban that you can bring b'neder and dover. So fine, that'll cover oila with shlomim ein. So it means if you shechted it as an oila or as a shlomim, then you're fine. But chatas for oshem loy. But if you shechted it as a chatas or you shechted it as an oshem, then no. Now, by the way, as far as a chatas, we did have an opinion in the Mishnah. We had Yosi ben Choni say that if a korban was shechted as a chatas, then it becomes possible. Meaning, he said not only a chatas is possible shaloi l'shmoi, but also a different korban that was shechted as a chatas is also possible. But here we're not talking about that according to that opinion. Here we're talking about according to all the other tanoim, where it's only the chatas itself and some other korbanos that are possible shaloi l'shmoi, but not something else that was shechted as a chatas. So anyway, so if you're going to learn from the klal of prat to klal, maybe if the korban was shechted as a chatas or an asham, it would in fact be possible. No, the answer is elo lezevach ribui. The answer is the word lezevach is a ribui. Meaning Rashi says we're not dashing it as a klal of prat at all. A klal of prat, Rashi explains, would be when you have a mashmos of the pasuk. When the pasuk says all of this, and then it mentions certain specific things, and then all of this, like the example that we have in Ma'aser Sheni, for example. The words lezevach shlomim, or as Rashi explains, are two words back to back. So therefore, it's just a kroy yaseira ba'alma. It could have just said lezevach, it says lezevach shlomim, and therefore it's not meant for a klal of prat. Instead, it's meant for a ribui. So therefore, so it is as if it is said lezevach, and therefore it includes all the korbanos. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos says that that's not, well, you don't need all that arichos. You're just saying that instead of learning from klal of prat to klal, instead you're learning it as a ribui miut ribui. We know throughout Shas, we have a lot of places where you have machlokas tamnoyim, where there's something like that is meant to be darshan as klal of prat to klal, which would mean, therefore, that we limit it only to things that are similar to the prat. Or is it a ribui miut ribui, where we're including almost everything and being the mayit only the least similar thing? So the same way over here, that when the Gemara says, well, Zadok Riboyahu, means that clues you in, don't douchen it as a cloud of prophet cloud, douchen it as a ribui, niyut ribui, and therefore you're including all the other kinds of korbanos. The question still is, Emel hold the shochet lay lahevikama say, fine, if you're going to have a ribui, then again, it should mean, like we asked before, that any korban that the Pesach is shechted as, it becomes that korban. So if it's shechted as an oila, it becomes an oila, and if it's shechted as a shlomim, and then it becomes a shlomim, etc. So why don't we say that? Once we have a ribui, then we should be including that as well. And the answer is Amar Rav Avin. So Rav Avin answers Durchin Kodshman Echolim Eitzel Kodshman Echolim, because we should when we have a Korban Pesach was meant to be eaten, and we should therefore push it to another Korban, a Shlomim that is meant to be eaten, not to Vein Durchin Kodshman Echolim Eitzel Kodshman Sheinen Echolim. So don't push it to Kodshim that are not eaten. So therefore, if it was shechted as an Ola, that doesn't mean it should become an Ola. It should still remain a Shlomim. So they ask, well, by that logic, chatas va'oshem, otu chatas va'oshem milo misachli, nu, and a chatas and oshem don't get eaten as well. So in that case, we should say if it's shechted as a chatas, it becomes a chatas, etc. So Elon, fine, doshin kochman echolam l'chodam, etzel kochman echolam l'chodam. Fine, don't focus just on it's eaten. A korban pesach can be eaten by anybody. Anybody who's registered for it, but still anybody. So therefore, and shlomim also can be eaten by anybody. Ben dochem kochim and nefal l'chodem, etzel kochim shein nefal l'chodem, as opposed to a chatas and an oshem, which are not eaten by everybody because they're eaten only by kohen. Another way of looking at it, Rabbi Yosi, but Rabbi Avinoim Omer, dochem kochim kalim, etzel kochim kalim. Another way of looking at it is the Pesach and the shlomim are both kochim kalim, and therefore, if you're going to have the Pesach is going to become something else, then it has to be kochim kalim. Then dochem kochim kalim, etzel kochim kochim. Not that it's going to become kochim kochim, which therefore knocks out Ola and Chatas and Oshin. So the Gemara will continue. What about then? What about the other Kodshim column? What about Maisa? What about Bechor? What about Tmura? So the Gemara is going to continue with that discussion, and then we'll continue tomorrow. Best of luck.